First, I want to thank all of you for coming. It's a tremendous confidence and praise to be standing up here in this Medrash once again. I hope as we begin the day of Etzarim, this very important time of our lives, most important time of the year, we should be able to have a little bit of an appreciation of the heritage of what it's all about. I'd like to begin with a question on a very known verb for the 9 days. It's known that Chazal teach us that this Gezeirah al-Meis Shalai Teshakim al-Leiv. It's a Gezeirah on the Meis Shalai Teshakim al-Leiv. If somebody passes away, a certain amount of Shitcha, not that you forget the person, but the sadness, the mourning passes. It's often said that the fact that Klal Yisrael continues to mourn the Korban Beis Hamikdash is a raya of the chiyus of the Beis Hamikdash even before Bar. This is a part which is attributed to many. It certainly goes back centuries. But I have a problem with this. What does it mean that the Beis Hamikdash is still Chayav Kayam? What does that mean? The Beis Hamikdash doesn't exist. It's not here, it's not in this world. We have an Amunah that will come back, the Beis HaMashiach. But the same thing is true about a Meis. A person is Nifter. We believe there will be Tchias HaMeisim, that a person will get up again. And still, the Zeir HaMeis, you just have to be in our life, even though there will be Tchias HaMeisim. So this whole concept regarding the Beis Hamikdash seems to be incorrect. What does it mean the Beis Hamikdash is still here? It's not still here. Mashiach will come, we look forward to the time Mashiach will come, the Bayis HaShlishi will be built. What does it mean that it's still time? My goal tonight is to give an appreciation of this idea that the Beis Hamikdash still being high in the Kayyam in Kayyam Hasim. I'd like to talk a little about Nach. I'd like to tell you this side that answers the difficulty or two in the Indian. It answers a few difficulties in Ksuvim as well. In Navi, we find a very strange episode in Sefer Shmuel. As far as I know, it's a singular case. I don't think such an event ever happened before or yet. David HaMelech calls in Osman HaNavi, and he says, HaYitachin, is it right that the Mishkan is in a tent of Yeriyas, and I'm in a palace? I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. And Osman HaNavi says, good idea. Go do it. And he goes home. And that night, when Rabbi Shalom comes with the Nevuah, and he says to the Navi, you goofed. You made a mistake. David's not building the Beis HaMikdash. Go quickly. Run to David HaMelech. By the time you get to him, I'll have built it already. Run quickly to him and tell him that he's not to build the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I say that that's a singular event because where do you have that a tzaddik, David HaMelech, a gadol hador, asks an answer from the Navi, and the Navi says the wrong answer. The Navi doesn't have the Ruach HaKadosh, Siyata D'Shmaya, to at least say, wait, let's see what the Rebbe Shalom says, that's not what happens. The Navi says, go build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbe Shalom has to come to him and correct him and say, you made a mistake. What is the meaning in this highly unusual event? Is the Gemara Tzvachim? The Gemara has a shayla. Tzvachim have come down. As we know, when the Kayin does the Avodah the Beis HaMikdash, his feet have to touch the floor, the mitzvah, the stones on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a chatzitza, it's ma'akiv. He has to be standing on the stones of the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is a shad. Nekra ha'eved, v'va'amad b'kayim ha'mah. The floor of the Beis Hamikdash was made out of stone tiles. What happened is that one of those tiles was removed, and the Kohen is standing, his feet are on the floor, on the sand, on the earth, of the Aramid, the next Hamikdash. And he's not standing on the tile. Is that kosher or not? So the Gemara says, "My Gemara, like, what's the Shaila?" So the Gemara answers, "The Shaila is Ki Kidesh David Ritzel Yair Kaddish, by Dilma Adla Aro Tahayma Kaddish." When David was Magdish Beis Hamikdash, was he Magdish only above the stones, above the tiles of the Beis Hamikdash? Or was he Magdish all the way down to the Aro Tahayma, all the way down? That's the Gemara Zimah. The problem is, what does it mean, Ki Agdish David? David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. David didn't put tiles in the Beis HaMikdash. David didn't put stones in the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean, Ki Agdish David? It should say, Ki Agdish Shlaima. Shlaima built the Beis HaMikdash. And Tosfos is bothered by the Kasher. So Tosfos says, Alpha Agdish Shlaima Bona Hamayis, David Kitchen. Even though Shlaima built the Beis HaMikdash, David gave it to you. We learn from this that there are two kedushas in the Beis HaMikdash. There are two levels of kedusha. There's the guf habinyan, the eitz va'avadim, the chetz of the kedusha, the object of the Beis HaMikdash, the gold and the silver, the wood and the stones, the physical Beis HaMikdash which Shlaima HaMelech built, and Shlaima HaMelech gave kedusha to. David HaMelech gave kedusha to the musik, to the concept, to the idea that there would be a Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech prepared for the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us in Re'ayah, David made an appeal to raise money for the Beis HaMikdash. David told the people in his generation, if the Navi came back to him and told him, you're not building it, Shlomo will build it. David gathered Klal Yisrael, and he made an appeal and he raised money for the Beis HaMikdash. Vayibarach David, Vayibarach David, we say Meshachus every day, is David's bracha after that successful appeal, Vayibarach David. And that's why there's a minute that during Vayibarach David, he gets to David. People see it's on Yerisa, they think of this, I have 15 reasons. I'm sure there are different reasons. There's a pshat reason also. Because by Barak David was Mishas, the appeal for the Minyan Beis HaMikdash. People donated. And Takas the Minyan to give money then, Dafka to the Beis HaKnesses, to the Mikdash Mahat. Because that's what by Barak David was responsible. So David HaMelech got up, he did everything he could do to build the Beis HaMikdash, except build it. In concept, in Musig, David HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Physically, he built nothing. We find the Divrei Yamin. Vayite David l'shlaima b'nayis, tavnis ha'ula, v'zvatav, v'zganzachav, v'avniyasav, v'chadara, ha'pinyin, Beis HaPareches, v'tavnis kala shahariyah, v'ruach ima, v'chatzviz Beis HaShem. We have here that David gave the plans of the Beis HaMikdash to Shlaima. He didn't build it. But he did everything that in his ruts, in his cheshek, his shuka. He wasn't at Sova, he didn't have to write the plans, he didn't have to make an appeal, he didn't have to do anything. But whatever was b'chaychay to do, he had this tremendous cheshek to build the Beis HaMikdash. As David says, kol sa nafshi v'chatzis Hashem. With his cheshek, his shuka, his drive, David HaMelech created the concept of a Beis HaMikdash till the last iron. Shlaima HaMelech was not Mishanek and Kutzei Shel Yud from the plans of David. And David's plans are what made the Beis HaMikdash happen. So it's true. Shlaima HaMelech built the building. Shlaima HaMelech made the Kelim. Shlaima HaMelech made the Mizbeach. Shlaima HaMelech made the Chanukah Sabayis, he gave the Kedusha to the physical Beis HaMikdash. But David HaMelech created the pneumius of the base language. Created the essence of the base language. He created that which is only in the mind, in the heart, the desire, the tshuva. It's not in the physical world. It's not in Eitzim, it's not in Avadim. It's the idea, the concept, the drive, the desire, the Ahava for a base language. David HaMelech Niban Shal Yisrael. He's the one that built that. No, the Maisa, who built the base language? Amazing. So who built the base in English? Who Lamaisa is the one? As we say every day. Mismar Shir, Chanukas Abayis, what about you? Harachma Riyokim Lanu, Esukas David Amefalas. You call the Nesan English of David. Even though I would think it's Nesan English of Shleim HaMelech. It's Shleim is Binyan. It's Shleim is Bayis. The Pesukim that describe beautifully how Shleim HaMelech built the Nesan English. And we gathered Klal Yisrael in the festivities, they ate on Yom Kippur in the festivities of the Chanukah Sabbath. They ate on Yom Kippur. Shemelech Paskin without Nevuah. And later, Rechel from Shemayim came and was Maskin. The celebration was Shleim HaMelech. The building was Shleim HaMelech. The Karbonis was Shleim HaMelech. But David HaMelech built it in concept. Nasan HaNavi found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something for him. David HaMelech said, I want to build. And by all rights, Nasan HaNavi, the Navi of the generation, the God of the heart, shouldn't have made such a mistake. He shouldn't have made it to us. He should have had the Ruach HaKadosh, if not the Abba, the Nevuah, to tell David, Harvey, Dam Shachachla, you are not building the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rebbe Shalom did. David's cheshev, David's tshuva had to be as full as could be. The drive had to be there. It had to be a Beis HaMikdash with cheshev and rotzen without any minyan. Till the last second. Till the last second, the Lord says that the Rebbe Shalom told us that I'll be run. Because David is ready to go. The building will be finished soon. David HaMelech finished Shua. Imetein shenas la'inai tenu alaf abai. Alaf abai tenu ma'ad emtsa mokleim la'ashem mishnu la'isla'a bir yakal. The cheshek, the drive, the rotzen, that was the kolsa nafshi l'chatzvis Hashem. Now, of course, who built the Beis HaMikdash? But the Beis HaMikdash is not the Eitz of Avon. It's not the stones. It's not the building, it's not even the carpet of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Toichai Rots of Ahava, is the Cheshek, the Tshuva, the Klal Yisrael, to see a Gilui Shchina, a Makom Hashem, the Olam Hazeh, a place where a Yid could go and connect that Cheshek, that Rotsen, that's God. And Davka, without any physical building being put up by God. This answers the second paragraph. It's a plea, except that we don't learn that, so we don't know about this plea. You know, David HaMelech made an appeal. He gathered enough money. He bought the material. He had plans. Prepared the material in storage houses. Shleim HaMelech came and did not use one item that David prepared. The Cheshbonis that Chazal mentioned, bottom line, Shleima didn't use one thing. How a Dover. But a Shemaim was the Stoyle. David prepared everything, did everything, but it wasn't used. Because you see, David is the lave of the Beis HaMikdash. So what David's Cheshek, what David's Cheshek represented to be in a building is Yerida. A building can be charev. Eitz of Avon can be destroyed. Shleim HaMelech Beis HaMikdash was gone 4 centuries later. David HaMelech Beis HaMikdash was belayv, bemayach, becheshek, beratzen, be'ahava, and until the last second before the building he did together. He didn't. And as I say, displays these two difficulties in Nach. Why it would be that the Navi made such a toss, and why it would be that after raising all the money and the beautiful talent the Rei Yom and the Baruch Hu, and it's not used. There are two parts. There's the Pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash, the Navi, and for that to have itself placed into Gashmi is the Beis HaMikdash, is here either. And the Shlomo is Beis HaMikdash. I said this when he had some difficulties in suing his way. In the second Beis HaMikdash, the same thing happens. You don't know it because you don't learn Sefer Ezra. You should learn Sefer Ezra. Sefer Ezra is the story of the building of the Bais Shem. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Ezra's name does not appear in Sefer Ezra until Perek Zayin. What's strange? Listen to what happens in the Bais Shem. In the Bais Shem, the beginning of Sefer Ezra, 40,000 Jews come up to Eretz Yisrael with the Rishus of Chayyush HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash. How many years after the Churban is that? Everyone knows. How many years after the Churban, the Chayyush HaMelech is building the Beis HaMikdash? 52 years. 52 years after the Churban. Nun Beis Shabbat, do you ever wonder? Chazal said this, the Kenyan were crying there, remember the Beis HaMikdash, it was 70 years later. How old were these Kenyan that they remember the Bais Rishon? It was 52 years later. Nun Bei Shara Shema Yosha Bani Shemar says in Yom. And when 52 years till they came up and they started building the Bais Shem, guess what happens? With Cheshit they go to build, they prepare to build, they lay a foundation. Tamol, Chayrish withdraws his Rishus. No more Rishus. Ice Rishus. 18 years pass. It's tribulation. 18 years pass. In those 18 years, is Achashverosh, the story of Esther and Mordechai. After Chayrush, next king is Achashverosh. After Achashverosh, next king is Dariyavish. And yes, Dariyavish gives Rishus once again to build the Beis HaMikdash. It ends with. Again, it seems strange, like the Shemayim. Imagine 40,000 Yidden, what must have happened? They came there and destroyed the Torah, says, Nun Beis Shabbat Shalom Roshav Shalish. There wasn't a Yid there. There wasn't a Yid. There wasn't a mikveh. There wasn't a shul. There wasn't a kosher pizza store. There weren't all the things that are needed. They didn't exist. And Mesiris Nefesh, they come up. They start building. Imagine the disappointment. Nothing happens. Well, they can't. 18 years later, those first island built Pnimius of Beis HaMikdash. They were the David HaMelech of the next generation, of the next Beis HaMikdash. They were the cheshit, the rots, and the desire, the drive, the tshuva, the ava. Imagine the day they got the decree from Chayrish that they had to stop. Imagine the rots and the tears. Imagine the feeling. The Cheshit, it's the Rotsen, it's the David HaMelech of that generation. And then 18 years later, the Beis HaMikdash was built. But the Beis HaMikdash, without that Pnimius HaMikdash, the Rotsen, it's a Chitzonius of a Guf without a heart beating inside. It's a nothing. But once we understand that the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash had this dual part to its building, suddenly our eyes open wide and the Chumash makes so much sense. But the Chumash is like, that's not. But everyone's meant to be here. Harsh is true, meant to tzav, building the Beis HaMikdash. But Yaakov, who proved that he building the Beis HaMikdash. Why did the Torah do it? I once heard from the Darshan. So the Torah did it to give Darshan and want the Darshan. Why two times? It's beautiful. tzava is Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis HaMikdash. Vayagi al-Pakuda is Betzalel's Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash of B'mashal HaTchila is in Truma Tetzava. And that's why there, the Aron is built first. Because in Heishik, in Shuka, in Ratzin, the Aron is first. Zal came along by Yakel, he said, I'm going to build the Aron first. Leich Nach Hasem, I need a place to put it. So Rosh Hashem said, it's Yakel Yisem. But you see, it's the same idea. You can't just have a Betzalel and get a mitzvah to put up a building. A building without Panemius is a goyim, without a leg, without a mayach. It's a Chitzanius without a Panemius. The Panemius of the Mishkan is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Panemius of the Bayis Rishon was David HaMelech. The Panemius of the Bayis Sheni were the 40,000 Yidden that are listed by name in the second parak of Ezra. It lists them. Doesn't list 40,000 names, it lists each family, and how many came from each one? 70 psukim in the parak of Ezra. 70 psukim, 67 in the parak of Ezra, they have names. Well, Kerem is like me. 67 psukim with names. And who are they? They are the builders of the Panemius of the Bayis Rishon. And what's going to be with the Bayis Rishon? According to some Mishnayim, it's going to be Yair. Eishim HaShemayim. Eishim HaShemayim. That's the building. That's the building. The building will be Eitzim Abba. I see Chesed describes the building of Bayis Rishon. The Panemius, the Ratzin, the Cheshik, the Panemius of the Beis HaMikdash is what? Why don't we disassemble? Disassemble, we don't have a place to be the chatas and nothing. It's true. But that's the depth of Avelus of Beit HaMikdash. The depth of Avelus is the Cheshik of David HaMelech, the Ratzin, the Ava, the Tshuka, the Ratzin for a connection to the Bariyayla, the Ratzin for Panemius. And that idea, the Ratzin for Panemius, is what's still alive. Gezeira ala meis to the shtakuch min ha-leif. The stones, the wood of the Bayis Sheni are gone. Gone forever. Bayis Shlishi doesn't look anything like the Bayis Sheni. It'll be shocking to you. If you learn the description of Bayis Shlishi, you'll see it doesn't look anything like the Bayis Sheni. Not at all. Has five buildings instead of one. We don't even know because we don't know enough. Come there, and I think it's the wrong place. The body that eats him up on my shame about forever. Never again, the body shlish looks different. What's still alive? Penis. The chesh. The chukka. The rats. The Klal Yisrael throughout the days of his goddess have wept for the chesh, the chukka, the rats. For the body shlish in the language of the Midrashim. They give stones to the Bayis HaShlishi. Every time that they weep and desire what they want it, it's the Panemius. We're very challenged. Our generation is very challenged to be misabled for what the Beis HaMikdash stands for. It's easy for us to want. The Beis HaMikdash in its place, Eretz Yisrael should have a government of Helke B'Ratzon Hashem, Oisei B'Ratzon Hashem. It's something that when this Abel, that the Torah will pull us back, and we're not there yet. We still have this giant step of being Shechil in Eretz Yisrael. And how we all feel. But that's not what the Korban Beis HaMikdash meant for thousands of years. It meant a Ratzon Panimi. A Panemius is a desire to connect to the Bayis Rishon, to be able to come close to the Bayis Rishon, to be able to come to a place where all the Sveikis and Amunah don't exist, where it's obvious it's a Bayis Rishon, you can touch it and tap it. When Nisim Adav Dvarim Golem, people don't even notice every day, and throw the Afer, off the side of the Mizbeach, it's Nivlad and Rekaiva, you know, big fuss. Even the Ba'i Sheni, the Eifo is Nivlad and Rekaiva. A place of clear, pure Shvila. I'm going to stop with that. It's meaningless. We, in America, in this generation, are challenged to feel previous. This week's parasha begins, Parashas Devarim begins, with the mention of Lavan, the Chatzelos, and Izahav. And we know that Izahav is a remez to the Eil. Gemara says in Brachas Daflam and Beis, I'm reading very Yana, Kach Hamer Moshe L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbi Yishmael, B'shvil Kesed V'Zov Sh'Shvarto Lahem L'Yisrael HaShom Udam. Because he gave Yidden so much gold and silver until they said, enough! Hu Shagarim Shos Vosei. That caused them to make the aim. He asks that we have a Messiah that ain't other mates, Chatzit Havas and Yoda. Yishesh Shalom writes on Messiah. So what does this mean? Yishvil, Kesa, Bizov, Shishvat, and Mashal, who died, he gave us so much gold and silver, they said it's an offering. You ever heard that say it's an offering? We have an idea that he gives some gold and silver, it's never enough. Right, Rabban Lay. What's going on here? What's Anshamu Dali? What's it mean till they said that? The answer is, it was Dorah Midbar. We're talking about Tzaddikim. Not talking about people that were about this man, believe it, tired to go make money. The money that they had in the Midbar was from the Mitzvah Sasei, of taking Shlal Mitzrayim. They said it down, it was enough. When you have wealth, when you have money, when you have comfort that comes with wealth, that's chitzayinis. That's chitzayinis, you don't feel it in this. What's an ego? What's a vaydezara? Vaydezara is kula chitzayinis, belief ninis. The Rambam says the whole yetzahara of vaydezara began as a chitzayinistic exhibition, image of that which originally people believed were created. The Egel is Kitzayis. And when we live in a time and a place where we have Baruch Hashem, a wealth of Kitzayis, a wealth of Kitzayis, even those among us who struggle for a parnasa, have much more in the ways of, in the way of Gashmias than all the generations that should picture. All the generations, we talk about Rothschild, but yet, we talk about what he had in physical comfort. Nothing like we had. He didn't have electricity, he didn't have air conditioning. Well, it's funny. He didn't have a car, he didn't have an automobile, he didn't have plumbing, he had an outhouse. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time and a generation with plenty of concerns. We need to wake up to the idea that pnimis, values, the ideas that make a yid, are things that we need a tremendous, tremendous amount of kaya to be massaged in, strengthened. It's bothered me for a long time, and also recently, the tremendous silliness of all the ads that the stuff is there to Israel, the guarantee, the promise, etc., all kinds of issues. But for sending money. I think I'm giving my boss because I gave a drasha. I made the title of the drasha, Guarantee Yeshua's, just send me money. And no one sent me money. Next time I'm going to print under it, for a fancy handwriting, call my shikosu, lubayu, lubemis, minachim. Maybe then I'll have a better chance. Where does it come from? So last night, Rabbi Yosef wrote to someone that he used to go to chasanas, and the Torah used to flock to him, and ask him to share a Rambam, Mishnah Taisus. He says today when the Torah come to him, they say, "Give me a bracha, I should be a Talmud Chacham. Give me a bracha, I should be a Tzaddik." So Rabbi Yosef said, "The old way was a better bracha to be a Tzaddik. They come, give me a bracha, jail, I have a person, Tzaddik, that's it." You come, yes, the Shur, Rahman, Shur, Taisus. You have a problem, you argue. That's a bracha to be a Talmud Chacham. That's meaningless. Once heard from a Machanach, a Talmud of Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, he asked Rav Hutner the following question. He said in the classroom, it's very hard to run a class and focus on everyone. Try. But when somebody has to be sacrificed, what do you focus on? You put your main focus on the brighter boys in the shir, put your main focus on the ones that struggle in the shir, you shoot for the middle. In what way do you teach? Rav said to him, focus on those that have penis. When I heard this from him, I was thinking, how do you know which boy has penis? How do you know which boy has penis? How do you know? Come on a day when there's a 10-inch snowfall, and you see who's in the mismatch. You come on a day where a person has every excuse not to be learning, where a person has all the scientific reasons that obligate him to be sitting and learning. And you look at a person learning, it's such a nonsense. You take somebody who's in the dorm, you see by his bed, he's got a Mesilas Yesharim, he's got an Arfa Sadiqim. He's got a cipher. You go to a boss in his house. Why do you have a new item? Why do you have a new item? Magazines. Somebody, when he goes to sleep, no one sees, no one's watching. No gaiva. Panemius. It's just within you. Once told him to stop on the shul, people don't really do much as far as caring what their children think of them. What their grandchildren think of them, that's very important to people. So your grandchild comes to your house, he's going to see next to your bed, you have Sports Illustrated or a magazine. Go to see a sparring dam, let me be behind you. So someone told me afterwards it was a great idea. He has sparring on his night table, he sticks the magazines in the drawer. That's real penis. Penis is what makes it. The penis of the Beis Hamikdash in our generation is the Beis Hamikdash. Where is everybody? Where is everybody night saver? Where is everyone Shabbos afternoon? You didn't find themselves in the Beis Hamikdash at night. Yidden find themselves in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos afternoon. That's where Yidden go. That's Pnimius, that's the value of the Yid, that's the Nidash Ma'at, that's the truth of the Kedusha. Where is everybody? Where is the idea of a Mishmar night on a Leah Mishmar that people should be in the Beis Hamikdash a little later, a little longer? Where is it? Why is it here? It's not Flatbush, it's not Brooklyn. It's Pnimius. And what's most frightening is that the same boys that are the Bachar in the Beis Medrash 1 year, 5 and 10 years later, they're the same ones that are not in the Beis Medrash tonight. We need to work on penis. We need to work on having values that are within us. That when there's a snowstorm, we make sure to make it to the that when there's a targeting order vacation, the vacation includes a place where there's minyan. From the Yiddish order vacation with no minyan, it's novel Orion. Mind-boggling. Yidden for generations would dream of such a thing. People go on vacations without being moistened in their learning. People are in the city, and families are away, and they don't have extra siddurim. They're not in the basement. What are people doing at 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock every night? People are going to sleep at 10 o'clock. Where are you? You're at home, squabbling with your wife? Which benefit do you make Spanish? Are you the Chavrusa? That's where we belong. We belong in the Bate Midrashim. Why are you here tonight? Why don't you have Chavrusas that didn't let you come? Why is anybody here tonight? You don't have Chavrusas this time of the night? You don't have Chavrusas that told you what you need? We gotta keep on moving. So we start, we set up. Here I rise in this morning. I can't argue with that. However, this idea, the idea of Pneumius and Rotson, something that we saw by our day, something we saw by the Dalai Alam, something certainly we saw by Rambam, the Pneumius, the personal values, things that the Shvayrais that he had himself, the Siddhar he had himself that barely anybody knew about, the discipline that he had. We're not the only other, we have to try to emulate that. So it comes the time of the year when we talk about Beis HaMikdash. We mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. What are we mourning? Eitz HaAvadim. Eitz HaAvadim. Chazal say, Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kilo Chamosei Al Eitz HaAvadim. We mourn the Pneumius of the Mikdash. We mourn the spot where we can go and have that drive, that fish come by itself. We need to be able to do it. We live in the Tomidiki house. We should be running to this fish. We live in a Tomidiki generation. We should be running to this fish. We live in a time of Dizahar, of plenty of Gashmias, and it pulls us away from thinking about Ruchmias, thinking about Pneumius. So, we start running this. What's it for Pop? Dedication. And that is why all the available space in Midrash, the same Shulchan Aruch, are in the world. So, the Tukhuk Samach is the most important symbol of Shulchan Aruch. All the things you have to do for the Zechel Chorban, most people do none of them, except breaking the glass of the Chuppah and screaming Nazareth. But all the other Minhagim are not kept. And what's the Yitzhak Han? Hashayla. But somebody who had a bit of a fight with a family member, and he told me I was involved, that when that family member dies, I'm not saying shit with him. So I was wondering, Malach, I hope I didn't know my God already. Say it's what Pam said. Pam told me, if in the heart you don't feel Avelus, you can't be Mechayiv someone to prove Avelus. If you don't feel it, it's not Avelus. I venture to say the same thing that I said to myself. If we don't feel the Avelus enough, we don't feel what we're missing, so why do you run over the generation? Why do you get up and scream and complain? That what it says? It says in Chasna, you have to leave out of course. Zechel Mikdash, you have to have an empty place. Zechel Mikdash, why do we do it? Because you don't feel the Avelus, what's the purpose? So, we stand here, Shalom Shalom has just passed. We have a fight for the next week, the next 8 days. The avoda is to try to work on Pneumius, to try to work on being honest with ourselves. Pablo's told me, Muzai Erlach Benzir. A person has to have integrity not only with others, but himself. So, as we begin the day on the Tzarim, I make an appeal, the Chavarim who I hear, let's build up the Pneumius, the values, the strengths that our Klal Yisrael. Let's make the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaKnesses, a place to be, a place to stay, a place to go. Let's not yet the Yetzer Hara pull us away from it. Pneumius is the way we can last it, we can deliver. The issue about the undead, the end of the sign, getting a fight in the shop, and he said he wanted to discuss something. The deliverer, as much as want, I said, you know, I don't have time. I don't have time. So this Bach wouldn't let up. He told him, you know, I know that the Rav goes for a walk. I don't know Shabbat, but for his health. So I'd like to accompany you on the walk and discuss what I want to talk to you about. So the big deliverer went for a minute. He said, okay, what want to do? So you know, the mailman broke down Shabbat. And they have the letters in rubber bands. And as they go, they drop the rubber bands on the floor. So when I go, I try to rescue as many rubber bands as I can. You're going to be talking to me out of this room. So you have to help me to pick up the rubber bands. That's a very strange request, but you know, the letter technician catches. So he agreed. So they walked out of Zimbabwe, the son said he only found three rubber bands, but okay. And he discussed what he wanted. He got back, he says, Rabbi Miller, here are the three rubber bands. So Rabbi Miller says, rubber bands? You think I need rubber bands? So what did you tell me? He says, I'm going to go with a bacha walking in the street, in the summer, the way people go, go around dressed. I wanted you looking in the floor the whole time. So I told you, I want rubber bands. Talk about genius. Talk about genius. Talk about values. It's another life. You know, I have a feeling it's a happier life. It's a more meaningful life. There's so much sorrow in the world. There's so much disappointment in the world. There's so much pain in the world. There's so much sorrow. Why don't we just make ourselves happier? By feeling on the Shabbos, I don't need to waste the Medrash, I don't need to waste the Nessus. Let's try this Beit HaMitzar to mourn the Beis HaMikdash HaPnimi, to try to rebuild it, to try to have it once again on our own helms. Let's hope, Sposzeh, our Cheshit, our Chukka, our Ava, will be the Kolsa Nafshi, the Kolsa Nafshi B'chatzis Hashem, the desire that will be a blueprint, the source of the Vidya Bayis Rishi, Mary Fahim.